Katy Country 94 weather.
Get the best skin of your life with a HydraFacial from Astra Healthcare and Wellness. A HydraFacial purifies, nourishes, and protects your skin, plus it diminishes the look of fine lines and wrinkles and improves the feel of your skin. Call Astra Healthcare and Wellness at 534-1910 or stop by 116 East Main in Beloit to schedule your HydraFacial or to try IPL Light Therapy, a popular skin treatment used to help improve skin health. IPL treats most signs of aging skin, can be used for hair removal, and treats acne and many other conditions, helping you achieve beautiful skin that looks and feels its absolute best.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 56. Southerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 29. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 44. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 44.
There's a gift card blowout. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Baumgars. All this weekend, get $30 gift cards for just $25. You heard that right. $30 gift cards for only $25. If you want to give them a gift you know they won't return, Baumgars gift cards make the perfect Christmas gift. Family owned for over 75 years, we'll always have
what you need.
Don't miss the great savings out the cheesecake here, Shirtway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh boneless beef chuck roast for $5.99 a pound. It's out the cheesecake here, Shirtway, downtown Mankato.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly announced yesterday that the Kansas Department of Revenue will pause production on the new license plate design revealed last Wednesday and create a process to receive public input before selecting a final design. She said, and I quote, "I promise to be a bipartisan governor. I think we can all admit I succeeded at bringing Kansans across the political aisle together in disliking this new license plate. I've heard you loud and clear. Elected officials should be responsive to their constituents, which is why we are adjusting the process so Kansans can provide direct input on our state's next license plate." End of quote. One of the challenges of designing a license plate is meeting the primary reason license plates exist. To be clear and easy to read, Kansans will have the opportunity to vote for their favorite design among several that follow guidelines that comply with the needs of law enforcement entities and best practices established by the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, including license plate numbers will be 7 digits. Any phrase, motto, or slogan must be placed at the bottom of the license plate. Any graphic must be placed on the right or left side of the license plate number. Graphics must not resemble letters, numbers, or special characters in a way that would interfere with the ability to read the license plate number. Background design must not interfere with the ability to read the license plate number. The license plate must have a light background behind the license plate number, and the license plate number must be black. The governor's office will share more details on license plate options, the voting process, and how this announcement impacts the transition from embossed to print-on-demand plates soon. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. In appreciation for Mike Nolte on his retirement from Sawn Valley Home Center in Beloit, please join them for an open house this Friday from 2 to 5 at Sawn Valley Home Center. Refreshments will be served, share some stories, do some Christmas shopping, celebrate Mike Nolte's retirement after 33 years this Friday, December 1st from 2 to 5 at Sawn Valley Home Center in Beloit. Beloit High School basketball teams are dedicating their season opener to Kirsten Jones to support the Beloit High School girls assistant basketball coach with her battle with cancer. A free will donation benefit soup supper will be held on Friday, December 1st in the BHS Commons from 5 until gone. Also that same night, a free will donation bake sale supporting Beloit High and St. John's High School after prom will be held in the Commons area starting at 5 as well. Christmas in Alton this Saturday, December the 2nd from 3 to 8 p.m. The Front Porch Event Center in Alton is the site. Join them for a fun-filled afternoon in Alton. 3 to 5 p.m. Chocolate Festival at the Front Porch Event Center. 4 to 5 games and youth activities at the Alton Firehouse. 5 to 7 soup, sandwiches, and dessert at Hardman Hall. At 6 o'clock, Christmas caroling downtown Alton. Also downtown Alton will be the Christmas lighting ceremony at 6:15. Santa comes to town following the lighting ceremony at the Alton Firehouse. Bring your letters to Santa, and they'll have a special mailbox to send your letters to the North Pole. And also, there'll be breakfast with Santa earlier in the day on Saturday morning from 8 to 10 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Downs. Bring the kids for a free breakfast with Santa. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Kevin McCullough will watch the final 5 seconds drip off the clock, and it was tough, but you can still rock chalk it up. The Jayhawks win 71-63, Kansas now 6-1 in 2023.
We'll have more on KU's win coming up in this sportscast. The K-State men also had a tough game on Tuesday night. We'll look at local sports. We have another K-State football transfer and college football playoff rankings coming out Tuesday. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In local sports, our high school basketball locker room chats will get underway tonight. We chat with the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge around 5:15 on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. On Thursday night, we'll chat with the coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills to preview the season. Our first basketball broadcast on KD Country 94, the Beloit Trojan Channel at NCKSSports.com. Friday night, the Trojans host their rival Concordia. We'll preview that double header later this week. For all of the latest in local sports, you can visit nckssports.com. As heard moments ago, the fifth-ranked KU men's basketball team escaped a scare Tuesday night with a 71-63 win over Eastern Illinois at Allen Fieldhouse. Kansas jumped down to an 8-0 lead, led by as many as 17 with just over 3 minutes left in the first half. Eastern Illinois didn't go away, though. They chipped away at the lead, and they were within two less than 5 minutes into the second half. With 5 minutes left, they were within one at 59-58. The Jayhawks outscored them 12-5 the rest of the way, as has been the case in many games early this season. Hunter Dickinson and Kevin McCullough shouldered most of the offensive load. Dickinson had another big night with 25 points and 13 rebounds, while McCullough finished with 18 points. KU coach Bill Self on his team's performance.
We weren't very good tonight. I thought Eastern played great. You know, they got lucky at the end of the half, you know, getting that one to count after we played about as good as we could play defensively to cut it to 13. And in the second half, we were a tired team. You know, I don't know how long Hawaii takes, but, you know, that can't be an excuse. But we certainly seemed like we were hungover a little bit. I thought Hunt did well, obviously. I thought Kevin had some good moments, even though this was not one of his marquee games.
Kansas is now 6-1 of the season. They get set to face number 4 UConn on Friday night.
Very long rebound, and that will do it. A game of runs. K-State gets the final one to close it out and escape Oral Roberts here tonight in Bramlage.
Kansas State also with the tough battle Tuesday night, coming away with the 88-78 win in overtime over Oral Roberts in a back-and-forth game. The two teams were knotted at 41 at half. K-State led 72-68 with just over a minute left in regulation on a 4-point play by Tyler Perry, but Oral Roberts was able to tie the game with 1.5 seconds left to force overtime. Golden Eagles had two big threes from Jalen Benford early in OT. They led 78-76. But a 3-point play from Arthur Kaluma put the Wildcats up 79-78. They finished the game on a 12-0 run for the 10-point win. Perry and Kaluma each scored 20 points to lead K-State, while Cam Carter had a 19-point, 10-rebound double-double. K-State coach Jerome Tang, who's now 7-0 in overtime games at K-State, thanked the fans for sticking with the team in overtime.
Our fans gave us an energy boost in overtime because we didn't play the way we were supposed to play for these wonderful fans, and they stuck with us, and they brought great energy for us in overtime, and they propelled us to a victory.
K-State's now 5-2 on the season. They'll be back at it Saturday afternoon hosting North Alabama. Also of note in college hoops Tuesday night, number 1 Purdue moved to 7-0 with a 99-67 win over Texas Southern. Number 3 Marquette won 93-56 over Southern. Number 9 Baylor's now 7-0 and 108-71 over Nichols, while 8th-ranked Miami suffered their first loss of the season, being dominated in the second half by number 12 Kentucky in a 95-73 setback. Coming up tonight in men's college hoops, 6-1 Wichita State back on the court at home against 4-2 Richmond. Tip-off at 6:30 on ESPN+. In college football, another K-State player has entered the transfer portal. Cornerback Will Lee played in 11 games this season for K-State. He had 42 tackles, 2 interceptions, and a fumble recovery in his lone season in Manhattan. He'll look for another school to finish out his 2 years of eligibility. Finally, in sports, the final regular season college football playoff rankings released on Tuesday night. As expected, there was some shuffling in the rankings after Michigan's win over Ohio State. Right now, all the top four teams are 12-0. Georgia's number 1. Michigan checks in at number 2. Washington up to number 3. And Florida State moved back in at number 4. Other teams to watch for a possible playoff berth would include Oregon at number 5, Ohio State number 6, Texas number 7, and Alabama number 8. Missouri finishes the regular season at number 9. And from the Big 12, Oklahoma number 12, Oklahoma State 18th, and K-State is 25th. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in Northshore, Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.